fallen for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll...
Well, this is a little bit of a nostalgic experience for me. I think to explain that, I might need to give you a little bit of not very distant history, history from the recent past. Now, I'm sure some of you are aware of my previous life as the podcast host of Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks. This was something that ran between 2019 and 2022. And amazingly, I racked up 190 episodes of that, which was essentially this, without any actual plays. Just me, a microphone, and some random thoughts. And, well, I stopped it because Grizzly Peaks Radio had become a much more important thing to me. You can still find Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks. It's still out there if you want to listen to a lot of me talking a lot of nonsense. Now, Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks is actually where we started doing actual plays. And so it still holds a fond place in my heart, although I feel that I have moved on, and we have moved on. Together, we have all moved on. And, the reason for putting together this little bonus episode, which I'll be inflicting upon you in sometime in the next day or so, is because we've hit a number of milestones in the last few weeks, and I just wanted to celebrate them together with you, my dear listeners, and also to thank a bunch of people for a bunch of things. So what is there to celebrate? Well, I said we got to the rather lofty heights of doing 190 episodes of Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks, but we just recently hit the 200 episode milestone about a week and a half ago. I think if I can remember correctly, it was episode 9 of The Secret of Castronegro. It was our 200th episode. Now, when I say it was our 200th episode, I'm not actually including the... how many? There's probably another 80 episodes of Master Nyarlathotep that don't get counted in that. So we're a lot higher than that. But the Masks episodes, for those of you who are Patreon subscribers and have persisted with that, I don't really see them as being part of the main feed there. They were, and they were a very important thing for the existence of this podcast. But it got to the point where there were so many episodes recorded, unedited, such a huge amount of work that would have meant. I mean, we're currently at episode 111, and this is releasing them once a week with no editing. And there's still another 50 or so in the can, and possibly quite a few more to go before we reach the end of that campaign. So I don't really include Masks. Although, I still have a great deal of fondness for those early episodes of Masks, because as I said, they're what drove me to create Grizzly Peaks Radio in the first place. It was on a whim. I just one day decided that I was going to put down an iPhone in the middle of my gaming table with my current and still current local gaming group, who we've been playing Masks with for quite a few weeks by that point. We were well through the New York chapter, having completed the Peru chapter. And it's an amazing campaign. It really is. Just incredible. Written by my now friend. Well, partially written by my now friend, Scott Dord. At least he wrote the Peru chapter. And Paul Fricker and Mike Mason worked on a lot of the rest, updating the rest for the 7th edition rules. Yeah, I was only probably a few weeks into having a podcast at all, Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks, and I thought, hey, why not record as an experiment our game and see what people think about it? And we got a really good response, really, really good response. When I say we, it really was just me at the time, but I don't like to just say me, because there's so many other people that take part in this podcast, either as players or as people that have helped out editing in the past or have contributed music. And just that general all-round creativity and genius, the writers, the rules designers. I mean, so many people without whom there would be no Grizzly Peaks Radio. That I feel I should always say we. And yeah, I started recording actual plays, and I moved on quickly from having an iPhone in the middle of the table to having a Blue Yeti suspended on an arm in the middle of the table. None of these were very good solutions, mind. They were okay, but it made editing really quite a task. Only having a single track and, you know, varying sound levels of different people speaking. And wow, thinking back on it, I'm amazed anyone could bear to listen to it now. But apparently people still do. And then something happened. Well, two things happened. One, I think you'll all know about. A little thing called COVID. Yeah, so 4 months into my new gaming group and recording our little actual plays and putting them out on Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks, suddenly we were no longer gaming in person. And on essentially exactly the same day that lockdown happened, I lost my job. I became a statistic, as they say. And I was out of work for the whole of the rest of that year, 2020. So it was March the 13th. I remember it well, Friday the 13th. I lost my job and I thought, well, I'm not going to be working for a while again, not with all this shit going on. And I, my prediction proved to be right. I thought it would take a whole year. It only took 10 months, so not terrible. And yeah, so I had a lot of time on my hands. I had a podcast. I had a lot of friends around the world who were also stuck at home and probably had a lot of time on their hands. Due to moving around a lot and living in many different places in the United States, I had gaming groups in New York and Los Angeles, as well as up in Grizzly Peaks, which is in San Francisco area. And so I decided, yeah, why don't we play online? Why don't we? I'd done a bit of Roll20 before, quite a bit actually, and so I set up a number of games with my old groups, and we started recording them all. And, well, it all snowballed, really. And I've met some very nice people through running the podcast, other podcasters mainly, people like Barney and Spencer and Colin. And I'd interviewed Scott Dorwood as well, and that's how I met him. And TJ is a very close friend of mine through the podcasting. We collaborated quite a lot, and there's some funny stuff that we've done on yeah, if you're a fan of Expeditions of the Grizzly Peaks, you'll know that me and TJ have a pretty interesting relationship. One of the things about Expedition was it was an anchor podcast. So because of that, there was a lot of interaction between listeners and podcasters and other podcasters all kind of coming together in a community. And it was wonderful for that. I do sometimes miss those days of calling in and kind of being part of an ongoing conversation. But I think what I've gained in its place through moving over to doing Grizzly Peaks Radio is I've found new communities. In some ways I've kind of created my own community through the Patreon and the Discord. And you know, as of, let me have a look, as of now, how many people are on our Discord? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's like about 90 people on the Discord. And you know, we're a small podcast, we're a tiny little podcast, but even with our small fan base compared to some of these behemoths, it's kind of put us in contact with so many other wonderful people. You know, having met Scott was fantastic. I interviewed Mike Mason as well, a bunch of other gaming luminaries who I couldn't have imagined speaking to or even knowing who they were a few years ago. And of course, more recently, meeting the amazing, wonderful Apocalypse players who, yeah, I guess, you know, all these people have become friends to a large extent, even though most of them I've never met physically. I hope to remedy that soon at GaryCon, because TJ will be coming. He told me he's coming, so he better show up. But I also form groups with people that I have met at GaryCon. GaryCon is the best. I know people in our genre are probably thinking, well, you know, Chaosium or Necronomicon is the places to be, but well, GaryCon just has this sort of place in my heart, and I can only really justify going to one convention a year, and it's got to be GaryCon for me. I was a D&D player coming up. I'm an old grognard, even though I don't play anymore, except with my 7-year-old daughter. She likes D&D, but I've kind of moved on. But even though it is a very D&D focused convention, there's a lot of Call of Cthulhu there, and I always run at least 3 or 4 Call of Cthulhu games and have a great deal of fun there. And people I've met have become members of the podcast as well, players in the podcast and friends and dear friends. So yeah, a lot to be thankful for and a lot to celebrate. Hitting the 200 episode mark is kind of mind-blowing. We also hit another milestone, our 100,000th download, which I know is small beans, small potatoes, but for me, it felt like a big deal, like a really, really big deal, because I started this on a whim. I'm not, you know, compared to how much time and effort and work other podcasters put in to their shows, like the aforementioned Apocalypse Players, like Scott and Paul and Matthew on Good Friends, who I know they put tons and tons of work into their podcasts. I feel like I kind of do just about enough. There's a lot of love that goes into it, but yeah, I'm just ever so grateful to have you, the listener, and the kind of feedback we get just warms my heart. So yeah, 100,000 downloads. A couple of other things, remarkable things happened, I discovered. We're big in Scandinavia. We're really big in Scandinavia. Maybe not like on an absolute terms, but in relative terms, I somehow found out recently that in Scandinavia, we regularly chart, and by that I mean Sweden, Denmark, Finland. What about Norway? I don't think we chart in Norway. Let me have a look. I'm looking at the charts now. Norway. No, unfortunately not. We're regularly in the top two or three for performing arts, which, again, mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. And beyond that, in Great Britain, we've been in the top 15 a number of times. Even in the US, we've been in the top 50, which I just don't quite understand how we get there, because, you know, you're up against some pretty professionally made and you know, big IP kind of podcast. So thank you, listeners, for making that happen. I also promised that I would thank... I also promised that I'd do a shout-out, rather, for Feedspot. We were just recently put in the top... Well, the number one spot for horror RPG podcasts. I don't know exactly how they work that out. Apocalypse Players are in there. They're number five, so suck on that, guys. I'm joking. You know, I haven't heard of many of the other ones, but clearly it's somewhat legit. But yeah, we're currently number one. And apparently it's based, amongst other things like traffic and ranking, it's based on freshness. So we are officially fresh. Yeah, ponder that one for a minute. So lots to celebrate, lots to be grateful for, lots to thank people for, and lots to look forward to. And I want to make a special thanks to four new Patreons. The Patreon numbers have been really encouraging recently. I think we're doing a lot of good cross-selling, I believe it's called, between us and the Apocalypse Players. They've been very, very kind and promoted the show on their wonderful channel. So thank you, guys. But yeah, recent devotees, signatories, people giving up their hard-earned cash to listen to early or special episodes are JD Denistelroy. Now, Denistelroy, that is a name to conjure with. I'm not exactly sure where you live, but I have a suspicion that you might be rather a big fan of a certain Dutch Man United striker. Now, far be it from me to say anything negative about someone else's tastes, but frankly, you know, it's got to be Dennis Bergkamp, not Ruud van Nistelrooy. And frankly, Ruud van Nistelrooy, I won't tell you what I think of Ruud van Nistelrooy. I am an Arsenal fan. Ruud van Nistelrooy played for our hated rivals at the time, Manchester United. And there were one or two little incidents that probably will go down in ignominy between him and my team's players. But anyway, thank you to Nistelrooy for joining. JB, not JD. We had a JD and a JB. There must be something in the water at the moment. He's also joined as a grizzled patron. And most recently, Colin Ferguson, who I think is another evacuee, not an evacuee because he hasn't left, but has spread his whatever over us as well as the Apocalypse Players. So thank you, Colin, for spreading, and also as a Gristle patron. And yeah, I think that's all the thanks for this go round. But yeah, I just wanted to finish by thanking all the players who I've played with over the years. You are all my dear, dear friends. And I feel that if nothing else had come of this, if we'd never had more than a handful of listeners and hadn't had a Patreon and hadn't had a Discord or any of these other things that have happened, it would have been worth doing it just to have spent all of these wonderful hours and days and weekends and nights playing with you and laughing until we cried and delving into the horror and occasionally having a moment of true emotional intensity as a beloved player died or went indefinitely insane. And here's to many more hours, days, and years of that. Make a move, adventures calling, forest fires, Krugels mauling,
Take a chance and roll the dice one day. If you're a DM, play us by you. Millennials can join this quest too. Expedition, we're gonna find a way. Stranger, and you're making mistake after mistake. No one can hear your pleading. The wind drowns out your screaming. They'll never smell your body. Oh.